This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey has sought to reverse the slide of its currency, with the central bank pledging to provide cash to banks, although there are no signs interest rates will rise to tackle inflation. The currency, the lira, which has declined over 40% this year, is also under pressure in Ankara's ongoing dispute with the U.S.
Bir taraftan stratejik ortak olacaksın.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan complained that Turkey has been a strategic U.S. partner in countries like Afghanistan and Somalia, but Washington has stabbed its ally in the back. The two countries remain at odds over the jailing of American pastor Andrew Brunson, the demand that exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen be extradited following the failed 2016 coup. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram said European banks have contributed to Turkey's indebtedness.
Turkey has been an avid consumer of loans. Again, I've mentioned that current account deficit. Well, a lot of that's been funded effectively by forex debt, particularly within corporates and Eurozone banks with extremely low funding costs and few growth opportunities elsewhere have only been too happy to oblige.
He suggested Turkey may have to turn to the International Monetary Fund for help.
It's probably going to get to the point where the IMF or something like the IMF is the only way that we're going to see stability in the Turkish economy. But the problem is it may be a very, very long time before Turkey asks for that sort of help.
The White House said it's monitoring the Turkish situation closely. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa Monday called for national unity to rebuild the economy and put the rancor from last month's election to the past.
We however condemn MDC alliance-inspired violence post our free and fair elections.
It was his first public comment since the disputed July 30 election, sparking opposition protests over allegations of fraud. The outcome is being challenged in court. This is VOA News. North and South Korea have agreed to hold their third summit next month in Pyongyang. No date has been announced. No details on an agenda have been released. Foundation for the Defense of Democracies analyst Harry Kazianis said it appears to be a way for South Korea to kickstart the effort to get the North to denuclearize.
It's very clear that Washington and Pyongyang are basically on two very opposite ends of the spectrum. And I think what South Korea is trying to do here is trying to bridge the gap. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we're going to find out pretty soon.
The two Koreas have also discussed a peace declaration to officially end the Korean War, as well as joint economic projects. Tunisia's president has proposed giving women equal inheritance rights. Currently, male heirs receive double the assets of females. The issue has sparked protests for and against any change to Islamic law. It's now up to Parliament to act. In Yemen, thousands of mourners buried dozens of children killed in an airstrike on a bus last Thursday. According to the International Red Cross, at least 29 children were killed as the bus drove through the Houthi rebel-held town of Dayan. Houthi officials said the death toll was 51, including 40 children. Mohammed Galham condemned what he called the crimes committed by the Saudi-led coalition. They will not be forgiven by history or humanity. The Saudis insisted they were targeting Houthi officials. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and his Agriculture Department counterpart, Sandy Perdue, visited devastated parts of California Monday where several wildfires are still not contained. At least 9 people have been killed, thousands of homes destroyed. Forecasters warned of hotter temperatures, continued dry conditions, and gusty winds, making the task of thousands of firefighters more difficult. President Donald Trump Monday signed into law a $716 billion defense bill that, among other things, will begin the process of developing a space force to counter rivals like China.
Our foreign competitors and adversaries have already begun weaponizing space. They want to jam transmissions, which threaten our battlefield operations and so many other things. We will be so far ahead of them in a very short period of time, your head will spin.
Mr. Trump said the U.S. must have American dominance in space. The measure authorizes new recruits for the Army, the purchase of new weapons, pay increases for service personnel, and housing construction. The humanitarian ship Aquarius is still seeking safe harbor for more than 140 migrants rescued off the coast of Libya. Both Malta and Italy have refused permission to dock. The European Commission is trying to resolve the matter. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.